This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and for this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Now, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way in the name of Jesus. Anoint these lips with clay, precious Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, and I thank you for praying the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and we'll be looking at verse 8 and 9, and also we're going to be looking at Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14. And the Word of God reads in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. As we get ready to bring forth the Word of God tonight, we want to talk about, it is either God's way or it is no way. It is either God's way or it is no way. When it talks about spiritual basis, when we're talking about living a life that is pleasing to God, a life that we have came into God's kingdom by letting him change our lives. As we humble ourselves and we realize that we have experience of born again, experience on a spiritual basis. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become. People of God, when we look around in 2022, it seems that so many people wants to worship God. So many people wants to serve him. They want to follow God and pray to God, which in and of themselves to be desirable of and goals that have been set. However, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the problem is that even now in 2022, that many people want all of these things on their own personal terms. You know, like the slogan of Burger King, have it your way. People want to approach God in whatever way they see fit. Well, their intentions may be good, but their methods are not in line with his will and with his word. You see, people of God, we are reminded in the book of Psalms 119, verse 89. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. You see, God's word is forever, and it is eternal, forever settled in the heavens. God's word, it is what he says. God says what he means, and he means what he says. You see, in it, there is no uncompromising call for a life of obedience. Obeying the word of God, the Bible, it leaves no room for us as individuals to invent our own religious practices that we might serve him our way or my way. No, listen to this. It's plain and it's simple. It is either God's way or it is no way. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded in the word of God where Jesus is speaking. And he says here in John 15 verses 10, he says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Talking about the love of God. Behold, God has not changed and will not change. We serve a never changing God in an ever changing world. See, God, in all of his uniqueness, in his reverence, he still demands obedience from his children. Again, God's way is a way that is perfect, a way that is full of life. God's way is the road to eternal life. My brothers and sisters in Christ, from the beginning, God has told me this, that total obedience or nothing at all, or nothing less. Total commitment or nothing less. Total surrender to his will, and nothing less will do. Yes, believers of Christ, God sees everything. Even that invisible thought, that unbelief, that which you have held back from him. Remember this, you cannot hide from God anything or neither anywhere. When we look in the book of Genesis and we look at the life of Adam and Eve, they tried to hide from God after they ate of the tree of good and evil. When we look in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 8, 13. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Notice, he called the man, the one that was supposed to be in charge, the one that was supposed to be on his post. Where are thou, Adam? And he said, I heard. And Adam said to God, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man Adam said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, Eve, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, Eve, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I did eat. Notice, beloved, the blame game. God have gave the command to Adam to be the head of his house, to be the preacher, pastor of his family. That's why God have set divinely the order of the family. Adam said, gave excuses. You see, we are entitled as individuals for what we know and for what we do. That's why we got our mind has to be made up to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. To obey his commandments and follow the instructions as they are given. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to be called of the words. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. Believers of Christ, what Adam and Eve did, it did not work then, and guess what? In 2022, it will not work for those that are walking in disobedience to what God has instructed us to do. Because we cannot hide from God. We can't hide anything, and we can't hide anywhere. So we must get to the place in life where we are determined to do what thus says the Lord. Because in reality, it is either God's way or it is no way. You see, God has not changed, and he will not change. God still demands obedience from his children, from those that label themselves as Christians, believers of Christ. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 10, As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue abide ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus said also here in John 15, verse 13, no greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friend if you do whatever I commanded you. Yes, beloved, our Lord commands that we love one another as he loves us. Our Lord and Savior Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, is still saying this in 2022. It is my way. I'm talking about Jesus' way. I'm talking about God's way. Or it is the highway. God's way is the right and only way. Yes, my friend. God's way, it is the real deal in life. Believer of Christ, there is no halfway Christian. You either in or you out. Christians that hold back anything is considered to be lukewarm, and they make the Lord stick. When we look at the word of God in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 15 through 16, it says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I wish thou were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. It is a bad testimony to be in a lukewarm walk with God. God despised it. He disliked it. He won't approve of it. No, he wants us to get back in position and get spiritually, let a fire burn deep down within our sanctified soul, to where our life is lining up with his will for us. Yes, God always have good thoughts about his children. But we as born again believers of Christ, in order to keep the flame burning, keep the fire hot, we have to pray. We have to study the word of God on a daily basis. The thing that you put your attention the most to, that's what will consume you. So as born again believers in Christ in 2022, from the beginning of the year, we have to be determined. Our mind has to be made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. You see, people of God, again, it is either God's way or it is no way. God's life leads to everlasting life. When you have the life of the Lord in you, he can work through you. But we are so grateful and thankful, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the highway, your way, the Burger King way, it leads to the lake of fire. And anyone not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. So believers of Christ, we have to make a choice. Can we, as the body of Christ, can we stop fighting over who is the greatest? There's only one that is greater than us, and his name is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It says the one that is greater in our way of thinking, we should minister one to another. Place ourselves in a place of humility to serve God. When we serve God, we serve others. We have a selfless mentality. But we're not concerned about self. We're concerned about the needs of others. That's what Jesus did. He was our set example. Jesus, he walked with humility. He walked with an urgency to reach folks. He looked beyond their faults and saw their needs. And we as followers of Christ should have the same mindset. Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was and is in Christ Jesus. When we look, when our mind is upon things on high and not things on this earth, we can be led by the Holy Spirit and be a help to somebody else. You see, God help allow us to still be here in the land of the living. He have allowed us to still be here on the assignment he have given us to go out and touch somebody's life, to cause an impact in this sick, dark world that we live in that is filled with sin. We have to always be reminded of what sin can do. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wedges. And the wedges of sin is death. So remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is either God's way or no way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what we are talking about tonight. God's way leads to eternal life. God is the right. able and willing.